Chicago. This is your new morning routine. Cap and J-Hood. Follow Cap J-Hood on Twitter and Instagram. Stream the show on the new ESPN Chicago app. Watch the show on Twitch. Follow ESPN 1000 Chicago. Now, on ESPN 1000, Chicago's home for sports. David Kaplan and Jonathan Hood.
Woo! Bring them out, bring them out, bring them out, bring them out. Woo! Bring them out, bring them out. Bring them out, bring them out. Bring them out, bring them out. Bring them out, bring them out.
So, a couple of nights ago, got our head kicked in by the Los Angeles Rams.
Good morning, Hoodie. How are you?
I'm well, thanks.
We got our head kicked in by the Los Angeles Rams, and it led us to, well, do we lack talent? Do we have bad play calling? Do we need to go back to the other quarterback? And it sounded to me yesterday that Matt Nagy was at least open-minded to the idea that if it's better for the team that I don't call plays, I would listen to that.
What did he say? I want to hear it. What did he say?
So, Matt Nagy, there was a whole bunch of controversy. Would he ever consider giving up play calling? And he's always been very resistant to that. Here is Matt Nagy. Would you ever consider turning over the play sheet?
Yeah, you know, I look at all that, and that's the very first thing that I look at is that. And so I talk to our coaches, and we talk through that whole process. And I'm really honestly not opposed to there's no opposition from me if we feel like that's what the issue is. And so we look at that right now where we're at. That's not where we think it's at, but at the same point in time, I'll always continue each week to look at it. I mean, I'll say this too, when you're in a bit of a rut like we are right now, you have to look at everything. And sometimes even if it's just a little bit of a change somewhere too, you have to be able to do that. No one here, coach and or player, has too big of an ego to think that, it's not them, right, as a player or a coach. So we talk through those kind of decisions, and we just keep evaluating and rolling and seeing where we're at.
Yeah, who makes that choice? Is that Matt Nagy or is that Ryan Pace? Because usually in these situations, the head coach will say, all right, here's the clipboard. This is where I want to go, but you've got to lead us there. So when he says we, I wonder, does he mean him? Because I think that's what it comes down to, whether he feels it's best that he gives up the play calling to someone else.
My belief, I guess you and I come from a somewhat informed place because we get to talk to these guys and
yes,
we have some insight.
Yes.
My belief is Ryan has zero involvement on that. Zero. Ryan gets to help control the roster. Matt gets to pick his coaching staff in concert with his GM. And once they hand that 53, here you go. If he's starting Jonathan Hood at left tackle, that's Matt's call. That's not, Ryan has nothing to do with that.
Okay, I will tell
you. They work in concert.
Well, I'll tell you this about the working in concert. I'll tell you this, Cap. I don't believe that this is the right time to hand over the play calling. Because ultimately what we have talked about a lot on this show is the not only the play calling, but the personnel. It seems like it's 50-50 on this show because we talk about the lack of points put on the board offensively, whether it's Trubisky or Foles. Mm-hmm. We talk about the not utilizing the tight end properly, or if you're going to utilize the tight end, it'll be the third tight end on the football team instead of using the first or second, which makes no sense to me. Mm-hmm. You're using a wide receiver that's not one of the top wide receivers, but you'll take the special teams guy to be able to get your fourth and one plays or to try to extend plays and things like that. It just seems ass backwards to me. And so I don't believe that Nagy is going to, and I don't know if it's the right time to do so, because what's more troubling than the play calling to me is the lack of production offensively. See, it's the same plays. Whoever has the headset, whoever's got the plays in front of them, it's the same plays. It'll just be rearranged probably by whoever Nagy appoints to be the play caller.
But the different people, I didn't play in the NFL, and I don't think I'm going to get there in my lifetime. Mm-hmm. So the different people we get to talk to, from Waddle, Yurko, Alex Brown, Lance Briggs, Olin Krutz, Dave Wants, any of them have all been consistent. Good play callers are, it's not that they have a different sheet of, well, I'm going to run this play. Well, why didn't you do that? Well, we didn't have that play for it. No, they all got the same play sheet in that room in Lake Forest.
Sure.
That it's about rhythm, finding a rhythm and knowing when. Oh, you thought I was going to pass there, huh? That's why I ran the ball. Because you had no idea. It's knowing when to strike with something different and maybe changing it up. See, Wonstead's point the other day on TV was that when you're the head coach, you've got so many other decisions that fall at your feet, because if they don't go well, you're going to be held accountable for them. Do we put a punt block on here? What are we going to do? Do you want to go for it here on fourth? Well, if you're the offensive coordinator and something's going on the defense or special teams, you're trying to look at, all right, let's run on first down with this play, and then let's try that play. Nick, what do you think? Hey, coach, what do you want to do here? You cannot do it all. Well, you, that's why Dave would give up the sheet.
You can if you are multifaceted. Mm-hmm. Actually, you say you can't. Mm-hmm. If you are one of these guys like a Belichick who could be able to see both sides of the football, he's not just a defensive coordinator.
But he's not calling plays, though.
No, but he understands what's going on. Mm-hmm. That's the whole point. The point is that, in for context, mm-hmm. since we're talking about the Bears, this is also going on in Philadelphia. Mm-hmm. There are questions in the media to Doug Peterson on whether or not he's going to give up the play calling. This is in the papers the last couple of days.
Yep.
Doug says, no, I haven't even thought about it. I haven't even considered giving up play calling because this is what he does. Mm-hmm. And this is a Super Bowl winning coach mm-hmm. with a team that's mm-hmm. won the Super. So you can understand why Doug Peterson doesn't want to give up the play sheet. Adam Gase is going through this in New York, where they're asking him on a daily basis, are you going to give up the play calling? And finally he does. Gase, after losing six in a row, have given a play calling to Dowell Loggins. We know both of those guys very well here in Chicago.
No question.
So now Loggins is calling the plays with the Jets. It had to happen, right? And so Andy Reid also had to go through this more than once, by the way, more than once. And one of the times he had to give up the play calling is that he said, you know what, things aren't going well. I'm going to hand it over to my young offensive assistant, Matt Nagy. Mm-hmm. Nagy started calling the plays, and then the team started to roll offensively. This is why the Bears and many trust Nagy with the play sheet, because of what he did in Kansas City, where Andy says, you know what, I'm an offensive genius, but I can't get this team to go. You do it. And so this happened several times under Andy Reid. So this is a theme now that we have heard for the last couple of years, including this season. I don't believe that in midstream that this is the right time to do it. Mm-hmm. I just don't, because my issue, Cap, my bigger issue is the personnel on this football team. So that if I'm leaning more pace than Nagy, then I am.
Okay, so let me ask you a question. And by the way, good morning, Danny, Jeff, JR. So there was news this morning that Schefter just reported. And there are...
This is breaking news,
ready to go,
powered by PointsBet Sportsbook, on Chicago's home for sports, ESPN 1000 and the ESPN Chicago app.
We turn to veteran newsman Dan Zetterman with breaking news here on Cap and J-Hood.
Gentlemen, huge news here today coming out of the Miami area. Dade County Dolphins are signing tight end Adam Shaheen to a two-year contract extension with a max value of $7.85 million. That includes $3.2 million fully guaranteed per sources.
Thanks, Dan. Okay, so my point was...
Yeah.
We've got Riley Ridley sitting on our practice or on our roster, but he can't ever get active. Correct?
Correct.
We have got Cole Kmet getting less targets than Demetrius Harris. Correct?
That's correct.
Okay. We can't get Artavis Pierce. We can't get Lamar Miller, whoever it is, on the field. We are resistant to play our young players, is my point. We've got guys. Adam Shaheen, Danny hated the pick the day the Bears made it. And to his credit, he was right. Now, the kid was injured. He was banged up. I get it. He just never looked like a really good football player. Well, how come he goes down to Miami? It's not like Tom Brady's throwing to him. And all of a sudden now, he's got touchdowns the last two or three weeks. They're signing him to a two-year extension. They're giving him $3.2 million guaranteed fully. My point is, are we utilizing the roster that we have effectively enough under this head coach?
Well, don't use Shaheen as your talking point.
Just one example.
No, don't use him as a talking point because he was the drizzling blanks when he was here. That doesn't work.
Okay. All right?
But if you're talking about the current roster, as I have suggested to you many times, I'm like, there's speed there. And your response to me is always correct to me because you're saying, well, Hoodie, look, if those guys were good enough, they'd be on the field in key situations. When given the keys to Javon Wims, he's short of the first down. Okay.
Correct.
When you're trying to give Ted Ginn an opportunity in special teams to pay dividends,
he runs out of bounds.
You know, he runs out of bounds or doesn't catch it.
Correct.
All right. So your point is well taken when you say, yeah, there's quality guys on this roster on the surface, but when you give them the opportunity to do something, what are they doing?
Correct.
All right. So this is, again, proving my point again. My issue is personnel. My issue is personnel. Like, I understand the playbook that Nagy comes in here with. You know why? Because when we're not watching Bears football, we're seeing similar signs of that offense in other places. We see this in Kansas City. We saw this on Monday night in Los Angeles. When we start to see a prolific offense where it starts moving side to side or down the field vertically, we know that that offense works when you have the right personnel.
Correct.
I understand the concepts. Like, yeah, the Patterson play, the jet sweeps, yeah, that makes sense, but not with this team.
Correct.
Like, I get it.
Right.
I understand what Nagy's trying to do, and Nagy, he's got his head down half the time in the press conference. He's frustrated. But you know what? He's got to look in the mirror. And so does Pace have to look in the mirror.
No question.
You're saying, boy, this is a 2020 offense, but you've got, you know, guys that can't be able to catch up to this playbook, and that's a problem.
So are we utilizing our roster to the best of its ability? How come I watched the San Francisco 49ers? Hronis Grissou is starting now at center. So what was the name of the kid that ran for 100 and whatever the other day? Jeff Wilson. He's our producer at TV. Wilson.
Also a fine reliever.
He is. Jeff Wilson runs for whatever it was, and they ran as a team for $1.96. How come they can have a guy from the American Football Alliance starting on one spot on the O-line, Hronis Grissou starting at center, and they run for almost 200 yards? And an undrafted guy that we've never heard of picks up the ball and just runs with it. And prior to him, before he got hurt, a guy who couldn't even get on the freaking roster was here in our camp. Raheem Mostert, and then goes and dominates for them. So maybe there's more talent here than we know, and it's not being utilized, is my point, when I brought up the Shaheen thing.
Yeah. Well, you know, some players just need a fresh coat of paint.
Maybe.
You have a den, and you see that the paint is starting to wear a little bit. Now, all of a sudden, now, a fresh coat of paint, now it's a great accent wall.
You're like, wow, the hood cave looks great again.
Well, that's what happens, right? And for some players, a system works better someplace else than it does here. The talent, maybe a perfect example is what we saw Monday night. Look at Leonard Floyd. Leonard Floyd looked good against the Bears offense, did he not?
Fresh coat of paint, two sacks.
Okay, see what happens?
Is the problem play calling? Matt Nagy. Personnel usage, Matt Nagy. Personnel acquisition, Ryan Pace. 312-332-3776. Your calls on Nagy and the play calling. Next.
Take that.
Itching your morning sports fix. Cap and J-Hood on ESPN 1000.
Chicago's home for sports.
Rolling on the Cap J Hood Show. He's Hoodie, I'm Cap. Mellor, Zetterman, Strauss, we're here every weekday morning at 7 a.m. And you can watch the show and see the frivolity and hijinks and merriment going on in the studio on twitch.tv/ESPN1000 Chicago. By the way, I got past security and I was able to get to Sylvie's front door yesterday.
Oh, that's good.
Yep.
That's good.
Paid off my bet guaranteeing David Montgomery would run for 100. I should have said 100 the rest of the season as opposed to one game. That was the Carolina game. So I brought him his omelet and fruit and all that.
So no police presence when you got to
No police presence.
Oh, of course not. It wasn't me bringing him lunch.
Exactly correct.
It'd be a great Instagram for someone to see me, my hands up. Get him! Get him! Why is he in my neighborhood, Wada?
It's a former bear.
Wada!
Former bear.
I don't care! It's like a, and check my lunch, police. Just call the police. Not officer. Check my lunch, please.
Could you check and see what they put in my lunch bag? Anyway, to the phones we go. Is the Bears' problem play calling? Neggy. Personnel usage? Neggy. Personnel acquisition? Pace. 312-332-3776. Dave's in Bolingbrook. What's up, Sparkles?
Good morning, Cap and Jonathan.
What's up, brother?
Good. Good. I don't think it's play calling. What I think it is the plays themselves. I mean, it's like he got him out of an offensive starter kit. I mean, I'm waiting to see the
He's running the same playbook the Chiefs have.
Old Fomborowski.
Well, Dave, it's the same book as Kansas City, except that they look a lot better than the Bears do.
It's Tyreek Hill as opposed to Javon Wims.
Well, he's running Patterson 10 yards back up the middle. That's Kansas City. I don't see that.
Yeah, Kansas City runs the jet sweep with Tyreek Hill or Sammy Watkins or Mecole Hardman.
Yeah, the reason why it doesn't look the same is because it's the Bears doing it. it's the same thing. You watch on something other than the Bears, Dave, you'll see it. Like we saw it on Monday night.
They have Mitchell Schwartz blocking, and we have Charles Leno.
See, that's the difference. Like it's a great offense, Dave, if you can do something with it. And we appreciate your phone call. Yeah, it's an outstanding offense. Problem is that it's the Bears running it. I like the concepts. I just don't like the production.
Want to go to St. John, Indiana?
Love St. John this time of year.
Let's go to our favorite bricklayer. And emerging media star, he is Greg Braggs. Hey, Greg, what's up, man?
The handsome Greg Braggs.
What's up, gentlemen? Slow down on all that. But I'll tell you this much. You can drive by my house anytime, Cap, after the pandemic's over, and I'll grill you steaks and burgers and brats. I won't call you a weirdo, my man.
Appreciate that. No,
yeah, I got your back. You know that. So you guys are talking about – I don't want to give Matt Nagy a pass because he definitely holds some accountability to this, but it is a personnel issue to me, and – specifically to the offensive line. You know, you say, hey, the Kansas City and the Philadelphia Eagles have proven that the system works. They also have offensive lines that allow them to run those systems, and it just feels like the last 2 years, Matt Nagy's been trying to run something that these guys can't block up. So it's on both Pace and Nagy for not addressing that in the offseason, so Nagy doesn't get a pass. But I just feel like they need to either start making a few moves just to try to light a fire under some guys, or go out there on the waiver wire. There were a few guys there that were available to upgrade at left guard. That's irresponsible to not even kick the tires, and I don't know if they're not kicking the tires on that stuff. But to me, you know, and I'd love for you to bring Kyle Long back on. Now that he's a little further removed from the Chicago Bears, you had him on during the offseason on your show, your previous show, and I feel like he could give some good insight because I felt like he was insinuating that this offensive line prefers to run a more power run game as opposed to this RPO shotgun, which is what the Chiefs and the Eagles and what Matt Nagy's trying to do. Square peg, round hole. No, change the guys out or run the system you want to do, but pick a lane. That's what I feel like they're running into right here, and I don't know what the best thing to do is.
You know, Greg, it's interesting how you invited Cap, but you didn't invite me to that same barbecue. So
you both are invited, but Hood, you're not the one that drives around creeping on people's houses. Now, if you start hopping in Cap's car and creeping around, you're always more than welcome to creep around my house. I got a bar in my garage, so you guys are always welcome.
I actually live closer to you than Cap does. So,
Well, Yurko lives the closest. Yeah. You got to watch out when Yurko is living in your town.
So, he'll drink the town.
Have a good morning, gentlemen.
Hey, Greg, have a great day, bud. Stay warm out there working.
Hey, you know, we didn't get to yesterday. The number one show in the UK. We didn't get to our guy.
Oh, we got to go
on
back.
Line
to,
10.
There you go. Let's go to London, England.
It's 12:25 in London.
bus board campaign starts next week, I hear.
Oh.
Cat, listen to Cap J. Hood, weekday afternoons in London.
That's exactly right.
That's where we find George. Hey, George, what's up, Sparkles?
Don't worry, David. I've already got my little flipper sign. I'm standing at street corners and waving it around.
Oh, you're the best.
Don't worry about that. I've got you covered.
Appreciate you.
Yeah. Sadly, it does start with the head coach. When we talk about player acquisition, Pace is going to go for guys, and Matt Nagy says fit his system. We've seen that this off-season with Nick Foles. You know, so, yeah, Trubisky didn't fit, this didn't fit. You know, Heistand wasn't the guy to coach my offensive scheme. Well, the problem is that, you know, we've now changed that whole thing. We've gone to a different coach who does coach, you know, zone blocking, and it's still something else is the problem. The offensive line is the problem. Everything else is the problem, except for the guy that's looking in the mirror, and that's because he's not looking in the mirror. He's looking to blame other people rather than look at what the real issue is, which is maybe he's a good head coach, he's a motivator of people, he's a changer of cultures. He is not an offensive coordinator. I said it on my video yesterday. I've been saying it for years. I've put a thread up of stuff that I've talked about over the last 2 years about Nagy. Nothing is changing, and it shows no signs that he is going to change. So either he does, or someone else will make that decision for him, I think, in time. But it won't be any time soon, so it'll be more of the same, I'm afraid.
Well, I appreciate the call. We will talk to you next Monday after we hope is a victory Monday.
Me too, absolutely. Bear down, guys. Right. Love you guys.
Thank you, George. See ya. Thank you very much for checking in at 12:26
in London.
And by the way, you know he's in London. That's not a rib, people. He actually is in London because you can hear the cars, the international cars on the street.
Right. With people on the other side of the road.
He calls us every day as he picks his kids up from school. That's my favorite part. As he's going to pick up the children from school, it's time to call Cap and Hoodie.
That's what happens when we work afternoons in the U.K.
No question about it. John, when do you work? I do afternoons. Really? Why are you getting up so early? Well, it's actually in London I do afternoons.
I love the international car. I was driving on the wrong side of this on the road.
And there. You hear those horns?
Yeah.
Yeah. And the Bobby coming up behind. Move your car. All right, back to the phones. And let's see. Hal is in Woodstock. Hey, Hal, what's going on? Groundhog Day.
Morning, Captain Hoodie. How are you guys doing?
How you doing?
Hello, Hal.
Hey, I want to know. I want to pass something by you and see if you've seen the same thing I have. Have you noticed that Montgomery is getting a little tentative at the end of his runs? He doesn't kind of finish him off like he used to. And I noticed that the offensive line just isn't helping him when they're trying to push. God, Massey was standing there with his hands on his hip. Everybody's trying to push him to get 2 yards. It's, come on, man. Get your ass together.
Well, the problem is when David Montgomery tries to stay loyal to his lanes, run what the playbook says, he's getting no push up front. I thought Yurko described it beautifully, that the interior part of that line, they're pushing Jermaine Ifedi right back into the ball carrier, the quarterback. They're getting no chance to execute. He bounced one outside the other night, picked up positive yardage, but that was all him. That had nothing to do with the play call.
Yeah, but at the end of his runs, he just kind of stops. He doesn't look, I don't see a lot of leg drive in him anymore. It's like he's getting scared.
Wouldn't you behind that line? You'd be scared too, hell.
Yeah, by that line. You get hit every single time you hit the hole, boom, there's four guys there.
Dude, I get scared. I'm 66 years old. I get scared going down the stairs.
God bless you. Stay safe, Hal.
You too.
All right, Hal. You know, I don't know what disappoints me more about Ifedi. I don't know if it's him being ineffective or undisciplined. I don't know which one disappoints me more. How can this Bears team be so undisciplined with penalties? That still bothers me.
Brutal.
Like, it's one thing to get beat. Don't beat yourself. You're going to learn, Cap, working with me. You're going to hear me say this a lot. And it's just true. You're going to lose games because the other team's trying to. But I hate when you beat yourself. You know, that means the team's capitalizing on your mistakes. And if you compound your mistakes, it's easy for the other team to win. I know that sounds simplistic, but that's the thing I don't like. Penalties hurts your team.
Did you see what Akeem Hicks tweeted yesterday?
I did. Please tell people.
I'm playing through a pandemic. What makes you think I won't play through the whistle? diving on top of the pile after the whistle is not playing through the whistle. That was just a stupid penalty. Now, again, it was first and goal at the two, so they picked up, what, a yard? A half a yard?
Yeah.
That was it. Just undisciplined. And he said, follow-up tweet, this is the most I've been penalized in my career. I'll never complain. I'll just adjust my game. But one thing I won't do is not play hard. So that's nothing to do with hard.
I appreciate him being aggressive.
It's part of why I fell in love with the game. The struggle, the hustle, the battle. I'm still in love.
That's the one penalty I don't fault him for, because the refs refused to blow that play dead. That was the one play, like, I'm not mad about you being undisciplined, because if the refs aren't going to blow the play dead at a certain point, what are you supposed to do? Didn't you find that one?
The one when he jumped on a...
But let's admit, wasn't the pile stopped like 5 yards prior to them
It looked like it.
It was a weird... That's a weird penalty. And it didn't even cost him. What did it cost him?
That's what it said.
You know what I mean? Cost him half a yard.
A half a yard. Big deal. But the other one, he jumped. Didn't it give him an automatic first down?
Yeah.
That was where they were trying. Hard count.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, got you to jump. I don't expect that from him.
Don't beat yourself, Jeff. That's the whole thing. Just don't beat yourself.
All right, 312-332-3776. Look what you did. The phone lines are all lit.
Ooh.
Is the Bears' problem play calling? Matt Nagy. Usage of the personnel? Matt Nagy. Acquisition of offensive personnel? Ryan Pace. 312-332-3776. Your calls on Nagy and the play calling. Next.
Take that.
Cap and Jay Hood. Mornings.
ESPN 1000 and the ESPN Chicago app.
Now that's how you come back from break. That's music. Take that. Obviously, somebody's been working with our boss, Mike Thomas, to upgrade the playlist around here.
Oh, that's the problem. Mike has his hand in the music. That's the problem. Good God almighty.
Don't drop the ball, buddy. Come on.
All right.
312-332-3776.
Well, I can see myself going down Stony with this on. And that'll go over well. Turn the bass all the way up and treble down. Lonely Heart, yeah! How about not? Good
this
Lord.
This is my idea of good music, man. Yeah, take that.
Well, I guess so.
Springsteen?
Yeah.
I went into the cryo chamber yesterday, and they have Alexa piped into the cryo now. They're like, what song would you like to hear? I said, about some Springsteen, waiting on a sunny day. Boom. Today, I'm going with Better Man by Pearl Jam. Take that.
Okay, that's great. All right.
What are you shaking your head, Danny?
I don't understand that you're picking a song and you're saying take that. How does the song you pick take that on anybody? Like, you're the guy that came
He's
up with
the... giving me a hard time about
it. You're the guy that came up with the take that. You should understand when to say it. And by saying, I'm going with Pearl Jam, take that.
Take that.
Yeah.
Take that.
Just doesn't make sense.
I'm gonna go with Terror Squad, Lean Back. I'll do that.
When
I go to the cryo chamber.
Take that. You should get in the cryo chamber. It's amazing.
Yeah.
That's how you say take that.
Yeah, when I got an hour and a half to drive to go to get one, I don't have that on Cottage. I don't have that on Cottage Grove. So, go ahead. What's that like?
Next to the Whole Foods?
Yeah. Near you, yes.
Yeah.
Yeah. There is one near me. I believe it's on King Drive next to the liquor store. Go ahead. What the hell?
All right, let's go to...
The Everyman, David Kaplan. Cryo! Bruce Springsteen.
One day when we have more time, we have to talk about how he hires people to wash his garbage cans.
Oh, my God. That's, we got to talk about
that's
that.
That's the everyman, oh, David
boy, the everyman. I tell you what.
Hold on.
The 9-to-5er listing, like, Cryo, Bruce Springsteen, take that. How about that? Take that. Power Walk. Blue Cross Blue Shield.
There was a company going around in my neighborhood.
I don't want to talk about it now. Please.
Santa
we can. Said when there's more time.
We have no time.
Just know you paid someone to wash your garbage cans. Now to the phones.
So take that and think about that for a little bit.
Yeah, thanks.
Oh, my God.
Matt, let's go to, how about we go to Glenbrook North High School, where we find
of course.
Bob Pieper. What's up, Bob?
Coach.
Morning, boys. How are you?
How are you?
Coach.
Hoodie, last time I saw you, we were at Deerfield High School on Friday night. Was that a great night or what?
It was a great night, yes.
And Cap, Cap, you're wondering who won. If I was on stage with Hoodie, I think we know who won, right?
Yeah, so, no question.
What a great night. Hey, I know you guys got a lot of callers, a lot of smart people calling in. The Bears problem, it doesn't matter who's calling the plays right now. You know, he could give it up. He could give it to Laser. He could give it to somebody else. The line, and you guys have hit on this already, it's the line. I mean, I'm watching from my couch. My son and I are yelling at the TV. You know, they're double-teaming, trying to get the linebackers, not getting there. They're running zone-blocking schemes, which is one-on-one. They're not very good at it. He's got to find out exactly. The Kansas City playbook might not work right now. He's got to find out exactly what he needs to do with that line and what they do well, and maybe keep a tight end in once in a while, get a fullback in the game. When you watch the 49ers play, if they don't run the ball well in two plays, they get somebody else in the game to help their change their scheme up a little bit. And I think that's our problem, is we have to close that playbook just a little bit more. And I think you hit on this earlier, Cap, that, you know, we got to find a way to utilize our guys. I mean, we got to get the guys the ball sometime. Komet, somebody like that. I mean, when we had Kipnis here, I had to find a way to get him the ball, whether it was a deep ball, a screen, handoff. You find ways to get your players the ball. That's what you do.
Appreciate the call, man. Have a great day.
Thanks, you too.
You got it. He was a great football coach. How about we go to, want to go to Hegwisch?
Love Hegwisch this time of year.
Let's go to Hegwisch. Hey, Alex, what's up?
Hey, Captain Hood, good morning. How you guys doing?
Good, Sparky, what's up?
So I just wanted to comment, but before I comment, I just want to say I want to hire someone to clean my garbage cans as well, because they're disgusting.
Well, you're in Hegwisch. You don't have garbage cans. You got barrels like me and you. I'm a DeSales guy. Yeah. I'm a DeSales guy, so you know that. Yeah. Well, we still have the old school Harold Washington barrels.
Yes, yeah, very true. Yeah. So I wanted to comment, and I think Matt Nagy's problem is he treats everyone like the rookie treatment. Hey, ball boy, you get the ball. Like kind of like he got, where, sir, you get the coffee, you print out the copies, you sit in our room, you get to listen to us, but you're not part of the table yet. And then eventually you got part of the table, earned Andy Reid's trust, and then he started calling plays. So now he comes to Chicago and says, well, rookie, you're going to get that rookie treatment, and you're going to earn it. But the problem is Cole Kmet has some hands. Like, we got to start utilizing him, especially in the red zone. Him and Jimmy Graham should both be out there.
Yeah, except we were in the red zone. And appreciate the call, Alex. We're in the red zone the other day. That was the play that Nick Foles forced into double coverage and got intercepted. Where was Cole Kmet? He was standing on the sideline. Where was Jimmy Graham? Standing on the sideline. Are you freaking kidding? Are you kidding me?
Yeah, it didn't make sense to me.
The two best options you have 10 yards and in are two guys that can post you up, hold you there like a low post center in basketball, and put a paw up and make a catch.
Now, if you don't think that Kmet is ready for that, fine. But you have someone that has turned the clock back in Graham. Give him the opportunity. See, this again, it just seems obvious to everyone else, but it's not obvious to the guys at Hallis Hall. It's be you, and you're going to do it the way you want to do it, but it's not working the way you're doing it. You want to put your best personnel out there when you're struggling offensively. The idea that Patterson has more touches than Kmet, the idea that Harris is getting these touches as a third tight end just because he played for you in Kansas City doesn't necessarily mean that works today. Why would you do that?
Agreed.
Why don't you put your best personnel out there and put them in a position to succeed if you're an offensive guru?
Well said.
I don't get it.
And I was listening to the afternoon show yesterday. And
Waddle and Sylvie.
Waddle and Sylvie, 2-6. And Sylvie said something to the effect of, quit telling us, yeah, Cole Kmet deserves, he earned more playing time. That's the second time Matt said that. Just freaking do it. I would rather not say a word, and then guess what? When he speaks to the media after the game, I say, wow, Cole got 11 targets. What changed? He earned it.
Sure.
Rather than, he earned it, we haven't seen it yet.
Yeah. Well, here's the thing. You know, again, they're 5-2. You have still an opportunity to just turn things around offensively so you can have a game going away where you say, boy, the offense really clicked. When's that going to happen? Hopefully it starts with the Saints game on Sunday.
312-332-3776. So where are you on this team? We've got New Orleans rolling in here on Sunday. It sounds like Michael Thomas won't play. He may be the best receiver in football. He's had the high ankle sprain, then he had a hamstring. And then we heard the other day that he and Sean Payton are having issues to the point where they would entertain, probably not going to happen, but would entertain trade talks because it's become a divisive situation.
It's not about what they don't have. It's about what we need to do.
Correct.
Like the defense, if that's the worst that we saw from the defense this year, I'll take it against the Rams. Mm-hmm. If that's the worst where you bend, break, and burst,
correct,
then that's fine. Offensively, that's my focus. How do you get better offensively?
Correct. We looked literally embarrassingly bad offensively the other night.
Yeah.
So when we come back, I'm going to ask you a very important question about the quarterback position. And we'll ask that question to you next.
David Kaplan. Jonathan Hood.
Hello.
Welcome, fans. This is Cap and Jay Hood on ESPN 1000 and streaming on the new ESPN Chicago app.
Yeah. I don't think this is Bruce.
Anyway, welcome back.
You want to put this in the chamber? Want to have that on?
312-332-3776.
Listen, I don't know what David's going through, some kind of midlife crisis, but I hear 50 in the cryo chamber. Is that allowed? It sounds really aggressive and black. I don't know.
You should give, when I go there today, you should give me a really, like, explicit song. Excuse me, could you play this?
Oh, I could do that. I could do that. What do you think I drive and listening to? I need that just for a cleanser.
Hoodie, that's a money-making opportunity. You can open up a cryo chamber clinic in your neighborhood and then also sell pumpkins. 1-2 punch. That's it. You'd be rich before you know it.
Yeah, I guess so.
And instead of Whole Foods, you could have a Half Foods and put it right there. Put it all together.
Oh, there it is. There it is. Zetterman, there it is. It's typical of the community. Only give us half.
You only get half the food.
Well, there it is. There it is. Thank you very much.
312-332-3776.
I don't understand. We gave you half.
So.
Yeah.
Right. Be happy, right?
Oh, yeah. Be happy with your half, yeah.
So,
yeah.
As we were going to break, I had a question for you.
Yeah.
Would you, and I screamed from the mountaintops and everyone was like, we got to play Nick Foles. Mm-hmm. Nick Foles ain't what people thought they were getting here. There were people in town, oh my God, he's a Super Bowl MVP. How can we not take that guy? He's okay. He's meh.
But it's the upgrade that we wanted as a backup. You'll take Foles 10 times out of 10 over
Chase Daniel. Correct. Exactly right. So they go to Foles. He has the great game against Atlanta, rallies them from 26-10 down, and boom, here we go. From Mitch to Foles, and it's the permanent change. It hadn't worked out the way we had hoped. He hasn't played very well.
Mm-hmm.
With the lack of protection from the offensive line, his much more immobile status as a quarterback, would you consider going back to Mitch?
I would not. But the door is ajar.
It is ajar.
Because of injury.
Correct.
But I can't, no, you can't go back and forth. First of all, you have two quarterbacks, you have none.
Correct.
So, but
which is where we may be.
But the door is ajar, not because of ineptitude, because you said that Foles is the guy. This is what you've proclaimed as a head coach, right?
Mm-hmm.
Okay, but just in case, if there's an injury, definitely have Mitch standing by. But I'm not going to go back and forth. I'm not doing that. Sorry.
All right. Let's go to the phones, and let's grab, how about we go to Inglewood? We'll find Demetrius, who calls all the time. Hey, Demetrius, how are you, pal?
Cap, Hoodie, what's going on? How you guys feel today?
What's up, D?
All right, I wanted to tell you guys, like, this is a collective failure both on Ryan Pace and Matt Nagy. This is what happens when you don't have no first-round draft picks on the team, no second-round draft picks, an offensive line that can't get anything done. And the thing I want to mention about Matt Nagy, like, if Matt Nagy is such a genius, like, you guys remember when he called Anthony Miller out and all that thing, why hasn't he called his offensive line out? And another thing I want to get is, if Matt Nagy is such a genius, why is it taking our wide receiver so long to learn the playbook? You can't tell me that Ted Ginn and Darnell Mooney can come in a week and a half and learn the playbook way more than Javon Wims and Riley Ridley. I want to see Matt Nagy take some accountability of what he's doing right here. He just wants the players he wants to succeed get the ball. That's how I feel that he's doing it, because I don't see how Wims, Ridley, or whatever they're doing in practice, like if he can dumb it down for Mitch, why can't he dumb it down for the playmakers? That's all I want him to do. He isn't doing that. He doesn't make adjustments, and it's just all over the place. Just like I said, it all goes back to Ryan Pace. Like I said, we got 3 first-round draft picks, 1 not playing and 2 on other teams. We got second-round draft pick that's on the other teams that's succeeding. He don't know how to utilize his weapons at all, period. That's what I think about it. What you guys think about that?
Demetrius, appreciate your call. So what I think about it is everything is short-circuited because they can't run the freaking football.
Yep.
If you can run the ball immediately, a defensive lineman is on his heels because he can't just pin his ears back and just go right at the quarterback. But if I know, I can just bull rush you right back into that quarterback. He's not going to have any time to get anything established in a downfield passing game. Oh, and by the way, you can't run the ball because I'll either handle you or my linebackers will because you can't get to the second level. That's our biggest problem.
Yeah, well, I mean, again, all of it is connected when it comes to personnel. I'll stand steadfast in the belief that the personnel is the biggest issue, which it falls to defeated Ryan Pace. Offensive line has to be able to be better for the running game to succeed. Also for play action, I'd love for that play action for the Bears to be as slick as we saw from the Rams and other teams in the NFL. I'd love to see that, Cap, but just it's not happening because of the 11 that's out there offensively.
312-332-3776, and let's go to, how about the south side, and that's where Patrick is. Hey, Patrick, what's up, man?
What's going on, guys? Hey, real quick, you know, I know this is a sobering thought and whatnot, but I really, truly believe it's time to just blow it up. This is not going to get fixed, and we have a great defense, but I really think it's time to start trading assets, you know, sell high while they're in their prime still. Because really all we are is the Jacksonville Jaguars from 2017, and you see where they're at right now, and they ended up having to drop a bunch of guys because of cap issues, and they're trading off guys for less value than what they could have back then. I mean, it's the exact same situation scenario. I just want to get you guys' thoughts on, you know, what can we get for Fuller? What can we get for Hicks, Mack, you know, Jackson, guys like this? Because at the same – this is not something that's going to get fixed.
All right.
By making one or two free agent moves or anything like that. It's an entire systematic problem. And by the time the offense figures it out, the defense will be old and washed up. So that's
okay.
What I got.
Okay, we'll address it, and we appreciate the phone call, Pat. You see, I don't know how old a guy you are, Patrick, because you're a frequent caller on our show, but I guess you don't understand the misery of being a team that's not contending. You don't know the misery of always looking at the top of the draft and trying to piecemeal your team via the draft. The Bears, no matter what we're looking at right now, the team is still successful through the first 7 games. They are 5-2. They're one of the best teams in the NFC. They're one of the best teams in the NFC North. So the idea that here at the deadline that you're just trading off parts because you don't like what you see is the wrong thing to do. Can I tell you something? I'd rather be the Chicago Bears just trying to figure out what you could do offensively than to be the New York Jets or the New York Giants or Jacksonville or teams that are perennially at the top of the draft and can't do blank for their team. There's no way that I want to trade places with teams that are always 3-13, 4-12, 2-14, a miserable franchise, low radio ratings, bad television ratings. I don't want to deal with that. I'd rather be a team in the upper echelon trying to figure it out than be dead last in my division every single year with no expectations.
Yeah, well said, and I completely disagree with Patrick. I think you can try and make moves in the offseason to try and help your offense, whether that is a new play caller, a new head coach, a new GM, whatever the case may be. But if you're completely, as he's saying, gutting the entire thing, you want Akeem Hicks? Okay, here's what I want. You want Mac? First of all, most teams do not have the cap space to be able to just take guys at the deadline. Oh, Khalil Mack. He makes $30 million a year. I'll take him. They can't fit him in. A, people are not trading the cost certainty of draft capital for 31-year-old players. So, yeah, I'm with you. And then if that's the question, well, then everyone's going to go, yeah, I want a new GM. Well, if you get a new GM, does he want his own assistant GM, his whole new scouting staff? You're talking about like a multi-year rebuild, maybe.
I just don't want to deal with that. I do not want to deal with that for the Chicago Bears. You build on the strength that you have. What's your strength? Your strength is defense, okay?
Mm-hmm.
So now you got to start working on your offense for that to be able to get better. You got to figure it out based on the personnel that you have.
So what I'm mad about is I'm going to use another team as an example for you. I have a problem with how the Bears are conducting their business. Is the problem play calling Nagy, personnel, Ryan Pace, 312-332-3776. Back in exactly 2 minutes.